Hurricane Sandy will prove a disappointment for some trick-or-treaters tonight, as trick-or-treating has been delayed in some communities by the storm and the cleanup. Merrimack, Fitchburg, Lemonster, and Lunenburg, and Holyoke have all postponed it until this weekend. Just the same in Witchtown, Salem, the celebration goes forward tonight. If you've procrastinated deciding how to dress up, you'll probably run to the pharmacy or party store to find a mass-produced mask you can quickly slip on over your face. But how about going to your party as someone, or something, no one has ever seen before? In Somerville, an artist painstakingly crafts elaborate theatrical-quality masks all year long. 100 of them are on display in a Halloween art exhibit called Everything That Creeps. WBUR's Andrea Shea takes us to Eric Bornstein's face-filled studio for this story.
Eric Bornstein stands at an outside table spraying three head-sized clay lumps before bringing them inside.
Welcome to the Sweat Lodge.
It's toasty in Bornstein's behind-the-mask studio. The room is crammed with characters. Some are playful, others bizarre or horrific. An evil succubus, a feminine moon, a jackal-headed Anubis. For a while, it lived at the Museum of Fine Arts. You might have run into Bornstein's creations at First Night or in a theater.
I'm working on pouring the mother molds for three masks that normally would take a month each to make. That have to get made in a couple of weeks altogether. There are also a number of other masks that need to get shipped out across the country because it's a busy month for mask work.
Busiest month of the year for you?
This year it is. We're working 12 months a year. We're making masks every single day, 7 days a week. Art never sleeps here. It occasionally takes a gasping breath.
Bornstein uses a trowel to stir a gooey mixture that will harden and support the three molds he made the night before. They're for the Boston Lyric Opera's new production of Madame Butterfly that opens on Friday. He's also working on a mask inspired by the Batman series. It's Bane, the vengeful villain.
We're seeing a lot of pickup in business with the new youth demographics, all the different subcultures from gaming, anime, fantasy. I'm breathing heavy because I'm working while I'm talking.
He slathers the hot plasti paste onto the molds. When they cool, he'll pull them off and apply a layer of paper mache.
Most of the techniques that I use are the techniques that I've developed myself.
Bornstein's been making masks for 37 years. In the beginning, he taught himself. Eventually, he traveled to Bali and Italy to learn traditional methods from masters. Here in Somerville, the artist has been on a mission to develop a local mask culture.
People have been coming here for a long, long time and rediscovering the world's most ancient art. I mean, we have mask representation in cave paintings. You know, this is an age-old investigation of the shifting faces of identity, and here it is.
Now, you might think Halloween would be a mask maker's favorite holiday, but the artist is actually conflicted.
Halloween, when the veil between the worlds is thin, and I'm still understanding Halloween. You know, it's a playful time, it's a fun time. I was sort of watching it from a distance for a while because it seemed kind of trite compared to the work that I was doing, but I think I've gotten off that high horse, and you know, it's no time for a mask maker to hide.
Which is exactly what curator Amy Bennett thinks. She's included Bornstein's work in her annual Halloween art show before, but this year she challenged the artist, asking him,
"Can we show 100 masks?"
So that's what they're doing.
Because I've been here to the studio before and am overwhelmed, and I felt like, even as a fan of Halloween yourself, you can't really grasp it until you come here, until you watch how many hours it takes to build authentic, innovative masks. I'm flabbergasted by it every time I see it.
Using a Dremel tool, Bornstein smooths the edges of an unpainted mask. The artist admits that while he's not a fan of a mass-produced Halloween, he also sees the holiday as an opportunity.
That's a window that we have to catch people's attention to what magic lies behind the mask.
Funny thing is, the guy behind well over 100 masks won't be wearing one when he goes trick-or-treating.
Like Julian asked me yesterday, my son, he said, "Dad, what are you going to be for Halloween?" I said, "I'm going to be Julian's dad." He said, "No, really?" I said, "Yeah, that's who I'm going to be."
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
100 of Eric Bornstein's masks are included in the Halloween art exhibition Everything That Creeps at the Lincoln Arts Project in Waltham. It's open from 4 to 9 p.m. tonight. You can also see a slideshow of his masks at WBUR.org.